I'm going to depart in the Shmuz today. We'll talk about the Parsha. But I'm departing from my regular minhag. Generally, I don't believe in a regular Shmuz. I've talked about people very much, individuals. There's an individual, Yisrael Horowitz, a deep friend of the yeshiva. And today was his first yahrzeit. I'd wanted to be back first thing in the morning to go with the family to the kever. I wasn't able to. Somehow, I got on a flight in Los Angeles this morning, yesterday morning. It was the mechanical problems. They bounced me from flight to flight, and therefore I ended up coming later. The Gemara says, Ezel ben Olam Haba. Who's a ben Olam Haba? Now, who's a ben Olam Haba? No. So, you open up all the current religious Jewish media, have this one's picture plastered, this one, this one, this one, this one. Somehow the Gemara didn't pay attention to that. Shai Fayel, he comes in, sort of bent, makes sure no one notices him. Shai Novak, he walks out, makes sure no one notices him. Goris Baraisa Talmud, he's always learning Torah, we'll see what that means. V'machzik Tavus L'Nafshi. He doesn't take much credit for it. The Gemara says, L'mada to Torah Harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Talmud. Don't take credit for it. K'lakach not Sarto. Now, when the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Kil kach no tzarta, that means a very important thing. The purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a Jewish neshama is limud HaTorah. It's nothing that I invented. No. Nothing that the supposed twist of the Rambam disagrees with. It's a Mishnah. That is why he shaped you and formed you as a Jew. Chovav Adam, those of you who were at my Pirkei Avos Vat, Shenivra B'Tzelem, created B'Tzelem Elokim, Chiba Yaseir no Dasla. He told us, Chavivim Yisrael, then even Bonam Lamoko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, Klal Yisrael. And he told us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah to learn that is the blueprint of creation of Shemayim V'aretz. It's not Stam document. This is the basic blueprint with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the created Shemayim V'aretz. And for us to connect our minds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Das Elokim. Some people take a lot of credit, you know. I did a lot. But I really don't take much credit for the fact I breathe every day. No. You know how well I breathe? No. Why do you breathe? Because you have to breathe to live. My heart beats. I need it to live. Kilakach no tzarta. The learning Torah is the reason I exist. So why should I take credit for it? Now, Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Vayivka vayikach mi Avnei Hamokom. He took the Avnei Hamokom. In the morning he gets up, there's one Evan. So Rashi asks the question, whether Avon or Evan. Oh, it's a fight. The Medrash. Medrash asks an interesting question. Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu had stones. Didn't he take a bunch of stones? How many stones did he have? One man Dharma says he had two stones. One man Dharma said he had three stones. One man Dharma said he had 12 stones. Man Dharma says he had two stones. Says he took one stone, said, this is Avram. But from Avram came out Yishmael, besides six other children. This is Yitzchak. But from Yitzchak came out Esav. And the others had a Messiah. If they had 12 children, whoever was going to found Klal Yisrael going to have 12 children. We'll understand that in a second. 12 children. So Yaakov said, if I take these two stones and wake up in the morning and they're one stone, I know I'll be mom at Yud Beis Shiftei. Next Medrash, three stones. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's all one. And 12 stones, Yud Beis Shiftei Kol. What's happening? What's happening here is as follows. Avram Avinu was chesed to the extreme. But chesed to the extreme produces a Yishmael, a Baal Taiva. This is always written in the Sfarim. You take a look in today's leftist culture, they talk about chesed to the extreme. What are they busy with? Taiva, taiva, and taiva. Two go hand. Unlimited chesed. And that produced Yishmael. Taiva. Gneva. Yodo Bakol. Unlimited. Society's collapsed. Yitzchak is Gvura, single-minded, Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the highest level, without a focus to anything, developing his own, who he was. Each of the others was creating himself. Avraham Avinu, as the Rama writes in Perek Beis, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, created himself, Yeshmeyai. Yitzchak Avinu went in a different path. He's also creating himself. Obviously building an Avram. But he's creating himself. Yaakov said, each one, when you have single-minded focus on your own avoda, too much single-minded focus on your own self, it can end up twisted to be Azarius cruelty. That's Esau's cruelty. Avraham Avinu says, I have to balance the chesed of Avraham with the gevurah of Yitzchak. And the Ramban writes on a pasuk, very important Ramban, pasuk Vayigash. When Yaakov Avinu gets up and is going to see Yosef, Pasuk says as follows. Vayizbach Zavochim Lelokei Oviv Yitzchok. So Rashi says, the Oviv Yitzchok, Chayav Odin Bechvod Oviv Yos Mechvod Zikno. First was Yitzchok and then Avram. The Ramban says, what did he do? Yaakov Avinu understood very well. He had to combine the two together. The avoda of Yitzchak and the chesed of Avram. So he began with the avoda of Yitzchak and mixed it with the chesed of Avram. And the Ramban says, there's a chesed shomalo and there's a chesed shomata. Chesed shomalo is what? The Emes Shomal. Emes is an unbelievable, 100% pure truth. No deviation, absolute din, nothing. Emes Shomata is that Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that's how we have to function in this world. And that's Torah. Sometimes you're allowed to lie. Sometimes you're not allowed to lie. How do you function with Emes in the real world? That is a very simple, simple question. And that the Torah tells you. Yaakov Avinu combined them. So one mandarama says two stones became one. The other mandarama says three. Because Yaakov Avinu's creation was a unique creation. He took the two of Avram and Yitzchak and made his own creation. Mixing together. Another mandarama says 12. Yud Bei Shiftei Koh with 12 different drachim and avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And they all drew from Yaakov. What is that saying? Some people create themselves. And some people just take part of what they receive from their parents and continue. Yaakov Avinu was busy creating himself. And Vayeshev Yaakov, so Rashi says, Beretz Megurei Aviv, wrote to Yaakov, which I was Bishavel. Yaakov finished. I finished the Nisyonos, all the Nisyonos. Let me just relax. Kodesh Baruch Hu, no luck. You still have to grow more. You still have to continue to create that perfection that I expect of you to found Klal Yisrael. When did Yaakov finally invite? Chazal tell us, he comes to Mitzrayim at age 130, 17 years, no more Nisyonos. He's finished and created himself. Now the biggest avoda anyone has, it's not easy. Life is ups and downs in every different way. Life is full of Nisyonos, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. And through these nisyonos, we're busy creating ourselves. Then at some time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, enough of the nisyonos. You finally reach where you have to be. Some people create themselves. It's very difficult. But Yaakov Avinu was chesed. What we read about in Parshas Vayetze is his midas ha'emes. Midas Emes. Incredible stories of Midas Emes. Now, Yaakov Avinu worked 20 years in Beis Lofa. Now, Yaakov Avinu's Midas Emes, the Nevis to Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to push him to develop it to the greatest possible. And Avraham Avinu's chesed. What's Avram Avinu's biggest Nisayon? Avram Avinu's biggest Nisayon was the Akedah. Why? We say it every day in davening. Shekovash Rachmov, Lassus Ritzon. Pasuk says, Ki yedati v'laman ashi yitzave izbono v'zbeso achrov. Lishmo derech Hashem, Lassus Stoko Mishpah. So Avram Avinu was Emes and Chesed. Stoko first, Chesed first, then Emes. Chesed then. Now, some people believe in Emes because Emes is valuable. Some people believe in Chesed, Chesed is valuable. But some people believe it's Derech Hashem. How do you know? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I don't want you to act with Chesed. I want you to act with Achos Arias. Go against that midah that you've developed because that's your Derech Avodah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you can do that. That shows the Chesed is because it's a Derech Avodah. That's some. You're a nice guy. Yaakov Avinu begins. He's Midas Emes, Yosha. He's Yishtom Yosha Behol, learning Torah. So Rivka comes and tells him, Ruach Nevius, as a Nevi, I'm telling you, you're supposed to mislead your father. Now, here a Novi tells him, that Nevuah is, he has to mislead his father. What does Yaakov Avinu do? Yaakov Avinu is very careful. He never uttered a word of shirk. אני בכור חייסב. לא, אני בכור חייסב. אני בכור חייסב. עוני. But his name is Das. He misled him. What gave him the head to the Yishemis? What gave him the head to was, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to do it. That's even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yaakov is put to an unbelievable test. Living in a world of total sheker and sheker and sheker. The master ganav, the master swindler, and he's living there 20 years. Can he remain honest or not remain honest? So, what does he do? When he talks to his wife, his wives, he catch a yold the ruthless Yosef, a yom a Yaakov, a love, and a shalacha, a shalcheni, a elchom, a komi, a larts. He says, Lovin says, whatever your salary is. And he told him, take the speckled sheep and the speckled goats, etc., the brown ones. So it'll be, why did he do that? So it'll be clear, without any suffering, he's not taking one thing that belongs to Lovin. Not one thing that belongs to Lovin. So Yaakov Avinu now has to figure out, so how do you survive? So he has this genetic theory. Some people say, all the Leitzonei Hador who like to make fun of Chumash say, Chumash says there's a theory of genetics which we now know is wrong. Shtus v'hevel, they don't even read the Pesukim. So he takes these sticks and this whole theory he has. Okay. Vayifrot Yish Merod Mil became very wealthy. Very wealthy. Now, then he tells his wife, we have to leave. Ve'ata atenu yedata. And he tells his wife, Ki b'chol kolchi avadati asavichem. I work my head off. Avichem hechsalbi, hechlevis matzkurti, atzer esmonim. And he changed everything 10 times. Most before him say 10 times 10, 100 times. But still, I didn't say he's stealing me blind. No, I worked my head off. If I was this, he changed this, this, he changed this. Then he says, you know how you became so wealthy with those speckled and brown sheep and goats, etc.? You had this theory. Theory is not worth anything. You know how? In the middle of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all these male speckled sheep and to where all the female sheep were and impregnated them. And that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. But Yaakov Avinu was saying something very key here. Despite everything Lovin did, he never deviated from his honesty. At the end of the parashah, Lovin comes chasing him. So he goes through all of Yaakov Avinu's belongings. And he says, and he tells Lovin, I served you for 20 years. And you change everything 100 times. He says, in the heat of the day, in the cold of the night, I didn't sleep. No. And Lovin went through all of Yaakov Avinu's belongings and didn't find a thing. So the Medrash says, just imagine. Someone's living with his father-in-law and a whole family for 20 years. And he picks up overnight and leaves. And he couldn't find one spoon, one fork, one button, anything that he took from his father. It's unbelievable. You know, sometimes things get mixed up. Yaakov was marked with arasof, not take one iota the entire 20 years other than his salary. And that salary was always changing. We kept working. So how did he become so wealthy? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, You know how? I made sure it happened. So Rambam, give me a Rambam Mishpatim. Yeah. Very important Rambam. Mishpatim, not Shoftim. Mishpatim, Yudala. The Rambam of the end of Hilchos Chirus says like this. Kiderach shemusar balabayis, just like the employer is one, shelo yigzol scharoni, not to steal from his employee, v'akvenu, and not hold it back. Scharoni, even though he's poor, musar shelo yigzol melechos balabayis. And can't spend the day half in the coffee room and half in the tea room and half in the shmooze room and whatever. He has to work all the strength. Yaakov had tzaddik. Here we call him a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ram says, that if you go through life and all your financial deals are totally honest, he rewards you not only in Olam Haba, even in Olam Hazeh. When Yaakov Avinu, in the beginning, is working in the cold nights and the hot days and everything, there's no guarantee. What did he ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Lechem lechol beged luvosh. That's it. That's all he wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a test. Midas Emes, I'm going to put you in the midst of total dishonesty, and see if you can survive. He didn't say, and he put him. He survived. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? You won't lechem lechol beged luvosh. I'll give you very great wealth. Some people in the business world feel the only way they can make it is by cutting corners in honesty. What does the Rambam say? No. The Torah says what's honest. Torah defines what's honest. What's mutter and what's awesome? Torah defines what's mutter and what's awesome. So that's what you have to deal with. What's mutter and what's awesome. And there's no other way. You think you'll make extra? Wrong. Kodesh Baruch Hu decides how much you make. When is the wealth come? Someday it'll come. Someday you'll invest in this and all of a sudden it'll take off. Okay, now, Yaakov Avinu is chesed. You never notice anything about chesed. Why? There are two types of bala chesed. One type of bala chesed is the one you read in all of the publications everywhere. This one gave this so much. This one gave so much. This one gave so much. Some people's chesed is so part of mitzius. Happens automatically. So today was the yard site of Rabbi Yisrael Horowitz. Yisrael Horowitz was one of the most unique Balei Tzedakah I've ever met in my life. And I deal every day of my life with raising money for different things. Times I raise money for mikvahs, times I raise money for this, for that. Now I raise money for Torah's Moshe, besides for Aniyim, I raise money. A lot of things. The ability to give large sums of money and be absolutely makbid that no one knows about it sums of money that's beyond anyone's imagination. I just not know about it. There's certain people where chesed is an intrinsic part of their being. Some people, it breaks their, to write a check to tzedakah, breaks something inside of them. Not natural. Some people think the money belongs to me. I made it. I should give it away. Some people think it's a matnas elokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me to do something with it. Useful, constructive. That is different types of people. The people who think, I'm going to give if I have tremendous amounts of money. And if I get a tremendous amount of publicity. So it's not intrinsic chesed. A certain Rebbe who supposedly have unbelievable brachas. The people gave his most of those large amounts of stock. I once received a telephone call from one of my parents. He'd gone to see this Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him on the spot, I want you to write a check for $500,000. That's been over 20 years ago. It's worth more than $500,000. Even today, that's a lot of money. It's much more than that. He wanted to know whether or not he could take it off his mice. So I said, did you give it because you believe in the cause? I don't know. For business, I did it. If I gave him the money, my business will take off. If I didn't give him money, I was afraid he'd give me a call and my business will collapse. So I said it wasn't stock. It was a business investment. Business investments don't count for myself. Some people give stock because they feel they make a lot of money in this case. Other people, because maybe it's a cheap way of buying your name in a very prominent place, and everyone will say, ooh, this is a very choshev person. Some people do it because of intrinsic chesed. And adrabba, they don't want anyone to know about it. So, Rabbi Yisrael Horowitz was a man whose money, the fact that we were able to move into this building and can expand the building, is due to a very large gift of his. B'chayev, he refused any recognition. Once I had to approach him, besides that, to help the yeshiva in a certain situation, and I wanted to mention his name at our dinner, he got very angry at me. No. I said, so in my dinner I mentioned I'd like to give credit to someone who, even that he got upset with me. I do it. Because intrinsic chesed, v'machzik tivus l'nafshi. You do it? Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed him. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed him that he's a straight businessman. No kunsten. And somehow every investment he made accidentally turned out to take off. When I read the Rambam at the end, Hilchos Schiros, I think about him. What a great genius investment? No. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. You're straight, I reward you. Vayifrutzu ish ma'od ma'od. And certain people think life is simple. Nowadays, people believe completely not my shita. I would say cookie cutter yeshivas. A certain thing, you come out, and what it is, whatever it is, you have certain check boxes, this yeshiva produces X, Y, Z, etc. Very formal thing. That's not how human beings are. Every human being creates himself. Some people draw in different things. Some people have to create themselves the Yesh Mayayin. That is a very, very difficult thing to do. You have your own Bechira Chavshis. You're drawing on absolutely nothing. And say, this is how I'm going to make myself, and this is how I'm going to create myself. This is Chesed, this is Torah, this is what I want to become, and this is what I'm going to make myself. Avraham Avinu created himself. Yitzchak Avinu created himself. Yaakov Avinu created himself. Yud Beis Shiftei Kod drew on the office. That's why they're office. But even today, certain people have certain advantages. And certain people have to go out and create themselves the Yesh Me'ayin. And there's a lot of greatness there. Because there's no one to take credit for except the person himself. So horrible to the man, without going into the details of life, had to create himself the Yesh Me'ayin. Now, Goras Barais of Tomid, Todir, what does that mean? Ezer ben Olam Habo. There are two ways. There's one way of being Zochel Olam Habo. It's a Gemara, Gemara Brachos, Gemara Seita. Limanat Torah. Limanat Torah plus mitzvahs, Limanat Torah spatz taka. That's higher. But it's the Zchus HaTorah that is something that enables a person to achieve Olam Haba. Question is always, how important is Torah in someone's life? And that's a question that everyone here has to face on a daily basis. Is it something, okay, you do it, everyone goes to yeshiva, you go to yeshiva. Or it is, no, it's the most critical thing in my life. I deal with a lot of people in the business world. They know they have a deal to make. If they're in their office at 9 o'clock, they're not there 9:01. They're before 8:55. If you view Torah as the way of connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu to his Zochel Olam Haba, you don't have to be reminded about Seder. No. You don't have to be reminded about Seder. No. Now, how do you know if a person is Machshev Torah or not Machshev Torah? That's what you do in your spare time. Torah has to become a natural thing. It is a process. Torah has to become a natural thing that a person does. When you're sitting in a plane, nothing. You're involved in Torah. You're watching the movies. You're listening to the latest musical garbage. What are you listening to? So, that's when you find who a person really is, what he does with when he has some extra time. Very important. Now the Gemara says, Zchus HaTorah. What about the Zchus HaTorah? That means only a person sits and learns 24 hours a day. Not everyone has that opportunity. So, some people do it by learning Torah. Some people do it by Hachzokas HaTorah. So if it's natural, you don't take credit. I'll tell you, totally answer, because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. If I'm machzik Torah, and I think this is my chiyuv, what I do with my money, you don't take credit for it, because it's what you're supposed to be doing. I don't take credit for breathing and having my heartbeat. I mention very rarely, though I get a public shows about an individual. This is a very unique individual. Was that when we're redesigning our building, the entrance to the building will be named Lili Nishmas, this person, who helped achieve tremendous. So, while he was making money, his Achzokas HaTorah was beyond description. Incomparable. No one knew about it. Al-Tachzik Tov Latzim. After he retired, he sat and he learned, because there's nothing you're supposed to do. Competed. Two cycles of Daf Yom. Ezel ben Olam Habo. You come in, it's quiet, because you know you're basically serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. You come in quietly, you leave quietly. Goras Barais HaTomid, you're involved in Torah completely. You don't take credit in anything. Very, very few people I know were ever on that madrega. The only reason I was masking to have the shahr coming into our redesigned building, Ilu Nishmoso, because he represented the true Ben Olam Haba. Came in quietly, did everything he was supposed to, Machshav Torah, wrote up a beautiful Torah, Dekem Mishpocha, and Hechzik Tulaas. He never took credit for anything he did. And therefore, during his lifetime, he would fight with me. He doesn't want any recognition. Lachamoso, I said, certain things cannot we go unrecognized, and that's why it's Hashem, as we're redesigning our building, we namely Lishmoso.